The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
The very first thing to do on live videos when starting a business without looking like a freak. So the very first thing to do on live videos, I would say two things, and I'm not positive what you mean by when starting a biz without looking like a freak. So I'm not sure, is that two questions in one? I'm not clear. But the very first thing to do on live videos is, one, I would say, what are you going to talk about, which hopefully will be the solving of a problem. And so here's how you should think. Nobody thinks this way, by the way, but here's how you should think. And we teach this in the 14-day challenge is, I want you to start pretending that the person that clicked on your Facebook Live is considering watching it, but they're either chasing kids doing laundry, they're running around the house like crazy, they gotta catch a plane, or they gotta jump in the car to head to a dentist appointment. I want you to start pretending like every person that ever comes on your Facebook Live is busy times. And so you have to hook them, all right? You gotta hook them. Now in Rantmakers, we share the full Facebook Live formula of what to do before you go live, what to do during, and what to do after. But you got, in that beginning, you gotta hook them. And just ask yourself, what hooks you? What hooks you? If you click on a Facebook Live and they're like, hello, today I'm gonna share pictures of past breakfasts I've enjoyed over the years. And so stick around and we'll be talking about some of the breakfasts that just going down memory lane of breakfasts. You're probably gonna be like, why do I wanna hear that? But if I say, hey guys, I'm gonna share with you 7 tips on how to recruit more people on social media, you're like, right? Or if you're like, hey guys, I'm going to share with you a 4-day meal plan that's going to have you drop pounds off that muffin top. It's going to be amazing. Well, if you're looking for that kind of information, you're hooked. They just fish hooked you. Okay. And so that first part should be, what are you going to talk about? Why should people stick around? And why should they consider, they're sitting in the airport, they just called zone two, and they see that they're zone 3 and they're zone 3, but they're watching your Facebook Live and they're like, oh my God, I'm zone 3. They're about to call me, but man, this Facebook Live. What is going to consider them getting a different plane? Nobody thinks like this, by the way. But if you do, you will become a much better marketer. Assume that everyone is busy as hell, got all kinds of stuff to do. So give them a reason to stick around. Give them have them. They just called zone 3. Oh man, I'm going to lose my luggage space, but you know what? I'm going to stick around. I'm going to watch this thing, okay? And so give them a reason to stick around. Hook them, right? Hook them on that. Don't let them go. And so that'd be number one. Number two, if you have people that hop on, acknowledge them. And I mean, I've seen social media trainers that they're like, most people can't, okay, so why acknowledge the human beings? Why acknowledge? Can you imagine thinking that way? Can you comprehend? Your most loyal people you don't acknowledge? The people that are on your live you don't acknowledge? April, what do you think of that? Come on, seriously. Graham, Tammy, Emma, Denise, Tanya, Joseph, Warner, Natalie, Lisa, Christy, Wanda. Guys, how do you feel about that? Your most loyal people you don't acknowledge? Hello, everyone. Let me block out who's on here. So stupid. Just dumb. Just dumb. Acknowledge them. Now, I'm not saying go 15 minutes. I'm not saying, hey, Brian, you've been working out. Way to go, buddies. What are you doing on Tuesdays? I'm not saying take 15 minutes, but geez Louise, acknowledge and love on people that get on your lives, because those are your most fervent people. I mean, if you could just, you know, as you build a following, if you could just write this down, man, because so many people get this wrong. And quite frankly, years and years ago, I used to get this wrong, right? So you build a following, right? Let's get off that. Let's just, all right, I'm going to change this up a little bit. So you build a following, right? So, all right, let's do this. Here's what I see people do, right? So you start to show up on a consistent basis, right? So for example, the 14-day challenge, we had people doing videos every single day, even people who'd never done a video, pretty amazing. And so you start to build a following. So, you know, you get Joe over here, right? Or maybe we don't use X's. I am so in love with those who get on our live videos. I'm so in love with all of you. I'm so in love with being your cheerleader, with cheering you on, with rooting for you. You know, maybe your spouse doesn't root for you. I'm rooting for you, right? And so you get a follower. You get a follower, right? And let's say this one's Mary, and this one's Tony, and this one's April, and this one's Deanna, right? Well, let me tell you how most marketers think, and they really shouldn't, okay? So most marketers are like, hey, I gotta get new people on my lives, man. I gotta get new people. Okay. I got these people. So I got them. I gotta focus on new. See, that's how most marketers think. And that's how I used to think years and years and years ago. What I found is loving, caring, squeezing and hugging, right? What I found is loving on these people that as you build a following, the people that get on live, as you build loving on these people, guess what? These people want in. They're like, hey, man, he really takes care of his people over there. Let me hop on over here, man. And here's what happens if you don't. As you build a following, and you're like, okay, I got him. All right, I got him. Good, good. I got him. Let me get new, bro. I got to get the new, bro. I got them already. Guess what happens? They start to feel neglected. Let's do this. They start to disappear. You won't notice. Most marketers won't notice because they don't pay attention to their loyal people. You know, Mary disappears. Tony's gone. I got to get new, bro. Hey, man, how do I get new, bro? Amy or April, she's out of here. Man, I'm telling you, you got learn to don't just acquire. I have acquired a new viewer. They have been assimilated. I have assimilated and acquired a new person. Now I must get more new people. Yes, you want new people. Got it, right? We always want more people. But loving on your existing people, man. Loving on your existing people. You know, we sent out, it's ridiculous. We sent out thousands of the little, coffee mug deals to loyal students, clients, customers of ours that, you know, all our system did was, hey, you know, who invested over this amount, send them a Christmas gift. So we send out thousands of these things. Love on the people that are loyal to you. Love on the people that get on your lives. Love on the people that are there for you, got your back. Don't feel like you've acquired them and you gotta go get new, right? Go get new. But I'm telling you, when people see how we treat our rank makers, they're like, how do I get in? How do I get in, bro? When people see how we treat our rank makers and we do prizes, I mean, we did a contest yesterday. I gave away a coaching call. We gave away 10 prizes yesterday for people following up on the honor system. It's crazy. When people see how we treat our followers and our students and people that are running with us, they're like, how do I get in, bro? But if we were just focused on new, baby, I want shiny and new, right? If we're just focused on shiny and new, and we already got those guys. That's just Brian over there. That's just Amy. Well, then these people disappear and they go somewhere they are loved. By the way, this whole thing I'm talking about, I could replace this. You ready for this? This will sting some of you in the britches, right? What we call it, right? I could replace this. Uh-oh, where are we going? Where are we going? Uh-oh. I could replace this with team and prospects. Some people, they acquire a new rep. Got them. Off you go. Good luck. Oh, I got to get new prospects, baby. I got to get new prospects, right? Don't just acquire people. Don't just acquire new recruits. Don't just acquire new customers. Love them, right? Scratch this out. Family and family you like. Start treating them like family you like. See, I got to say that because there's some family you're like, oh, I'll treat them like family, all right? Right? I ain't talking about that family. Family you like to be around. Start treating your team like family. Guess what will happen? Same thing. Whoa, did you see how she treats her team? Whoa, did you see how what he does for his team? It's crazy. Whoa, did you see the party? Man, they had a barbecue party with pool slides and an ice luge. That was amazing. Man, I want to be a part of that team. I want to be on the inside. They're pressing their face up against the window, and they're saying, look at what's going on in there. It's amazing. That's how you need to think about people that get on your Facebook Lives. That's how you need to think about your customers. That's how you need to think about your network marketing organization, about your team. That's how you got to think. Yes, we all want new prospects. We want new life, you know, people watching our replay or live. We want that stuff. But man, you want to escalate? You want to accelerate this? You want to go like, right? You want to just wow, right? You want to pump some steroids into this, from performance enhancing drugs into this? Make this awesome. Reps, whatever. Make this awesome. Make this to where they just go around and just, I just love my team. My team's ease is amazing, right? Make them fall in love with being in your organization. And all these people are going to be lining up, pressing their face up against the window. How do I get in there, man? It looks so cool. What do y'all do? Man, y'all got special robes and stuff. Man, that's awesome. Look at those shirts. I want one of those shirts. Have people pressing up against the window, wanting to be inside your team, of your Facebook Live people, et cetera. Did I cover that good enough? Is that all right?
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.